Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Beis. We are in the middle of Siftes. We are on page 176, but we're going to get a running start from the beginning of Siftes, which is on Peches. So Mechaber said in the beginning of Siftes, Mutar litein mayim al gabe mino l'shachshecho. You are allowed to place water on a shoe in order to rinse it off. So you can pour water over a shoe to rinse it off. Aval lechapso, but to launder the shoe. Tahainu shemishafshef tzido ze al ze. But you're going to rub the two sides of the shoe together to clean it. Oh, so that's forbidden. So we discussed in the last year that rinsing off the shoe is mutter, and rubbing it is usser. What if you do something in between? So that we saw was a machlokas. That is point number one of Siftes. And now we get to the new material. Very important halacha. Aval beged sheyesh olav lichluch, but a garment. We move on from shoes to garments. A garment sheyesh olav lichluch that has some dirt on it. Oser afilu l'shachshecho. You can't even pour water over it and rinse it off with water. The zehu kibuso, because rinsing it with water, that is considered laundering. Elo mekancho bismartut bekal. Rather, what you could do is you can rub it with a rag gently, velo bedoichuk, and not rough, pen yischot, because then there's a concern that it might be schita. The Ramadan says, ubegish she'ein olav lichluch mutter loseis olav mayim mu'atim velo merubim. The Rama says, a beggar that does not have any dirt on it, you are allowed to place on it a small amount of water, but not a lot, shema yischot. If you put a lot of water with water, you might squeeze it out, but you are allowed to put a little bit of water on a garment that does not have any lichluch, a clean garment. And then the Rama says, v'yesh omrin, v'yesh osrim b'chol inyan. Some say it's usr in all cases. So we have over here an interesting thing. We have the Mechaber, and we have two shittas in the Rama. So let's just work our way backwards for a minute. The Rama says, shita number one is, if there is no dirt on the beged, you are allowed to put a small amount of water on it. Shita number two is, v'yesh omrin b'chol inyan. Some say it's usr in all cases. Even if there's no lichluch, you still cannot put water on the garment. Now the Mechaber said, aval beged sheyesh olav lichluch usr afilu l'shashecho. It's usr even to rinse it with water if there is dirt on it. So the mashmos of the Mechaber is that if there is no dirt on it, then it would be mutter. So it sounds from the Mechaber, the simple reading of the Mechaber would be like the first sheet of the Rama, that if there would be no lichluch, it's mutter. The Mechaber says, beged sheyesh olav lichluch, it's usr. And the Rama says, beged sheein olav lichluch, it's mutter. So it sounds like the Mechaber is going like the first sheet in the Rama. If we glance at the Bir Halacha, before we even look at the Mishnah Berurah, he discusses how this is a major machlokas in the Achronim. It's the last three lines on page 176. Divrei Maskil sheyesh olav lichluch. Hinei mipshata delishna. The simple understanding of the Lashon of the Mechaber is mashma. The sover kedeya harishona hamuva b'Rama. It sounds like the Mechaber holds like the first sheet of the Rama. The bedover she'ein bo lichluch lo amrinan bo shriyaso zel kibuso. Only in the case of a beged sheyesh olav lichluch, then it's usr. But the mashmos of the Mechaber in this simple reading is a beged that has no lichluch will be mutter, like the Rama says. V'chein be'aro ha-Magen Avram. And that is how the Magen Avram understands the Mechaber. The Mechaber is going l'fi the first shita of the Rama, that if there is no lichluch, it will be mutter. Ulam, b'sefer Tosefes Shabbos, v'chein b'bir agra, mashma, d'ha-mechaber gam kein svir le l'nafshe kedas ha-yesh osrim. However, the Tosefes Shabbos and the Gra understand the Mechaber that he's going like the second sheet in the Ramah, that even if there's no lichluch, it's going to be usr. Now, how are you going to fit that into the words? The Mechaber says, beged sheyesh olav lichluch. So if you skip the brackets and you turn to page Peites, in the third line he writes, v'hodinokad yesh olav lichluch. That which the Mechaber says, a beggar that has lichluch, it's usr, lishna demasnisa nokat. It's just quoting the lashon of the Mishnah, umishum seifa demekancho. And it only uses an example of where there is lichluch for the hemshech of the Mechaber. He says, rather you rub it with a rag. So if you're rubbing with a rag, it's obviously to clean it, so it's talking about one that's dirty. But the Mechaber is not limiting his halacha to a dirty garment. So although the Mechaber says, beged sheyesh olav lichluch is usr, Really, if there's no lich lich, it's also aser. He only says yeshalav lich lich, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. And number two, because he goes on to say, you're mechanical, you rub it, you clean it off. We're talking about cleaning it off, obviously there's dirt. But the same din will apply, even if there's no dirt, it will be aser. And they understand the mechaber is going like the second shita. Continues the bir halacha. Vihine ledin halacha lemaisa. I am the birag rosha kosov. The Iker halacha is like the first shita that if there's no lichluch, it is mutter. In eno miskavin lekvisa, if you don't have intention for laundering. Ube el yiraba mashma gamkein shadas rov rishonim kadeya harishona. The yiraba is mashma as well that most rishonim hold like the first shita that is lenient. Umikomokom kevan sheyesh kamer rishona shemachmirim bazel lemaisa. Since there are some Rishonim that are machmir, the chenu das atur, and that is also the opinion of the tour in Simon Shin Yutes and Shimon Shin Lamadal Lofima Shabiru Abeis Yosef. Accordingly, the Beis Yosef understands the tour. Bevada yesh lochush ulahachmir beis Torah. Since there is a chash of a darais over here, one should be machmir. The chen mashma bel yezuta vorachronim. So the achronim are coming out that the really ikra locha seems to be like the first shita that if it's the garment is not dirty, you are allowed to put a little bit of water, but they say that since it's a suffix deraisa, it is better to be machmir, and even if the garment is clean, not to place water on it. That is the bir halacha. Now let's go back to the Mishagura. We're beginning in Sivkatan Mem Gimel. So the Mechaber again said, a beggar that has dirt on it, it is usser. Even l'shachshecho, even just to rinse it with water. So says the Mishabura, lichluch, it has dirt. Afilu rok ba'alma. Even if it's a very small amount of lichluch, even if it's just some saliva, it is aser, even l'shachshecho, memdalet, pirish. Sha'aser litein olav mayim klal. You cannot place water on this garment that has a little bit of dirt at all. Vafilu mu'atim, even a small amount of water. Why? Sivkotan memhei dezeo kibuso. Shriyaso zel kibuso, soaking in water, placing even a little bit of water, that is considered kibus when it comes to a garment. What Shlomo needs to say, beged shriyaso zel kibuso, when it comes to a garment, we say placing water on it is laundering it. Unlike a shoe, that's not the case. Vahave bichlam malabin v'chayev, and therefore it would be included in the malacha of malabin, and you'll be chayev daraisa. Masha'en kein minol, which is not the case in the earlier part of the sif by a shoe, after shayach bo kibus, even though it is shayach kibus, like we saw by rubbing it, mikomokom shriyason ein ze kibusam. But just rinsing it off with water, placing it in water, that would not be considered kibus. Elu im kein mechabes mamish v'kanal, unless you actually do kibus, you actually launder it by rubbing the two sides together and cleaning it off. So that is the sheet of the Mechaber, that a garment that is dirty, you cannot place even a small amount of water on it. That will be an Isser Kashriyaso Zeu Kibuso. Now we go to the Mishavurin Sivkotan Memvav. This is going on the Ramah. So we saw again the Ramah had the first sheet that said, a beged that has no lichluch, you are allowed to place a small amount of water, not a lot of water, because a lot of water, we're worried that you might come to wring it out and do schita. Sivkotan Memvav, Lossays Olav Mayim, you're allowed to place on it a little bit of water. The Shriya Lohave Kibus Elokeshiesh Olav Lichluch. We only say shriyaso zel kibus, so the soaking of the garment is the laundering of the garment if there is something to launder, if it's dirty. If there's no lichluch, so then it's mutter. Umikomakom aser b'merubim mishum chash l'shem yischuk, like we saw in the Ramah, but placing a lot of water, even though we're not going to say the soaking is the laundering, but there we're worried, you might come to squeeze it out, and that itself is a problem of libun. V'day, you should know, de'im mechavim b'nesina samayim l'chabso. If when you place a small amount of water, your intention is to launder it, afilu b'mayim u'atim aser. Then even if you place a little bit of water, it's aser. So a lot of water is aser no matter what. On a clean garment, you might come to wring it out. A little bit of water is going to be mutter, but not if you have kavana to launder. If you have kavana to launder, then even a small amount is going to be aser. Kein muchach behedya b'sefer atshuma v'chem ashra gam kein besmag. Achakach motzosri sheken gosav al yirabba v'simin shen alav sivkotan ayin zayin. Sivkotan mem zayin velo merubim. So even according to this more lenient shita, that you can place water on a garment that is clean, not a lot of water. V'im hu dover she'ein makbir al meimav. But if it is a type of garment that you don't care if it's wet, umenichu kamez manim amayim, and you leave it for a long period of time with the water, lo gazrina shemi yiskol b'zeh. In that case, that kind of garment, we would not make the gzeira that you might have to squeeze it out. K'mo shakosav simin shen alef sith memvav. That's a major kula. So to place a large amount of water on a garment that you don't care if it's wet, and you leave it wet, you don't wring it out, so that would be mutter as well. Then we have the second sheet of the Rambam that says, V'yesh omer b'chol inyan, some say it's usur whether the garment is dirty or the garment is clean, you cannot put water on it. Says the Mishabura, Svira lehu, this sheet holds. D'madam rinan shriyasan zeu kibusan. That which we say soaking a garment is the laundering, hu afilu bebeged she'ein olav lichloch, that's even if there is no dirt. Now what if it's perfectly clean? So if you look at note number 48, he writes, V'afim ha'beged noki legamri, even if the garment is totally clean, v'eino tzarech shum kibus, it needs absolutely no cleansing. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, she'osar lishos b'mayim l'dezu, he holds this second shita that's machmir, holds even if it's 100% clean, there's nothing to launder, it's still usar. However, the Avnei Nezer is Tom al-Dvarav, he wonders on his words, Madua yesh bazem mishum malabin, why would this be a problem of malabin? Hare ashriya lo ha'ilu lo beged klum, the soaking accomplished nothing, it's brand new. It's brand new, so why could that be a problem? V'nimsa shalohaysa kar malacha klad, there was no malacha done. V'chein tom ha'gon rav al-yashiv, rav al-yashiv asks the same kasha, l'fika kosav, therefore the Avnei Nezer writes, She'im ha-beged noki legamri, if the garment is 100% clean, lo shayach bo libun klal, and it's not shayach libun at all, v'chein kosav ha-tzemach tzedek, that it's also going to be mutter. So again, there could be a stain, it could even just be that it was worn a lot, and therefore it gets slightly tinged, slightly dirty. There's no real specific stain, but it's just a little bit discolored. That'll be a problem. If it's perfectly clean, they say it'll be mutter, unlike the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Continues the Mishabur in the third line of Memches. Since this shita holds, Shriyasan Zeu Kibusan is even a beged she'enel of lichluch, v'lochein afilu bin mu'atim aser mishum kibus, therefore even putting a little bit of water on this garment, even if it's clean, is aser because of laundering. U'mikomokom in esinas ha'mayim ala beged hu derech lichluch. However, if you place the water on the garment in a dirtying type of way, as we'll see more about that in the next year, let's say you wash your hands and now you're drying it on that garment, so you're getting off some of the dirt of your hands, so as you're wetting the garment, you're actually dirtying the garment, so it's derech lichluch. So if the sinas hamayim on the beged is derech lichluch, shari, then it's mutter, kimosh akasa besif yud ba'agol, like we'll see in the Ramah, mitzvah Hashem, in the next sif. V'yesh lochush l'deya zo l'hachmir b'shal Torah, and like we saw in the Be'er Halacha, one should be machmir for this second shita in a daraisa. Since it's a chash daraisa, one should be machmir. So as we point out in the Be'er Halacha, the Ikra Halacha is that the garment is clean, it's mutter with a small amount of water if you're not machavim l'kibus. However, if it is a kavana for kibus, or it's a lot of water, then it's for sure usher, and one should even be machmir, like the second opinion, that it's a little bit of water, you're not machavim kibus, we would still say, shriyasav zeu kibus. So look at note number 49. Achein, be'es ha-tzorech, in a time of need, the Be'er Halacha writes later on, she'ev shel lismoch al das rov ha-poskim, you can rely on the opinion of most poskim, she'ein omrin bebeged noki shriyasav zeu kibus, like the first shita, that when it's a clean garment, we do not say shriyasav zeu kibus. So in a time of need, although the Mishnah comes out over here to be machmir, he says over there in the Be'er Halacha that one can rely on the more lenient shita in a time of need. One other interesting Be'er Halacha that we'll end this year with, and that is on Pei Tes. The second Be'er Halacha, the Maskel She'in. So we said in the first shita of the Ramah, a beggar that has no dirt on it, you're allowed to place water on it. Aval kishiyesh olav lichluch, bazak the Be'er Halacha, if there is dirt on the garment, afilu derech lichluch, even to place water on derech lichluch again, kigon l'nagev yadayim sham, to dry your hands there, for example, also l'deyazu. So the Ramah says that if there's no lichluch, it's mutter to put water on. Mashma, if there is lichluch, it's aser. So they understand that diuk to mean that if there is lichluch, it's aser, even if the water you're placing on is derech mor lichluch. Kevan sheyesh olav lichluch mekvar. Since there is lichluch already, you're putting water on, even though this new water is derech lichluch, it's still going to be aser. That is the mashmos of the Ramah. Kein kasav prima gadim. That is what the prima gadim writes. V'chein mashma ba'olas tamid. However, it says the Chavetz Chaim, it's not so poshut. Still, my humble opinion, lo brira adover kol kach, it's not so poshut. The Yeshlomar de derech lichluch l'kuyam b'shari v'ayin. It could be that's not true. The deal just is, if there's no dirt, it's mutter. If there's dirt, it's aser. But it doesn't mean if you're putting the water on derech lichluch, it's going to be a problem. Says the Chavetz Chaim, very likely, anything that you're doing derech lichluch will always be mutter, even if the water you're putting on derech lichluch is in a garment that already has lichluch, even there, very likely will be mutter, unlike the Prima Godim. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Hashem with Sif Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.